Says here, Rogad Adabir Divri Chol Beis HaKnesses, Kasvilo Tikun Tshuva, Sheisane Aboim Yom, V'yilke Bechol Yom, Yikabel Al Atzmo Shelo Lidaber Klal Beis HaKnesses. It's from the Okeach.
Okay.
Shem Okeach.
Okay. Well, look, at this point, we don't have a problem because we're not inside the Beis HaKnesses.
Right. But it's very difficult to say Divrei Chol. Very, right. Very difficult. It's a challenge.
That's a challenge. But let's just go over the last piece of Gemara that we saw, which is on Chav Chesam and Aleph, going on to Chav Chesam and Beis. Tan Rabbanan and Batei Knesios Ein Nogim Bahem Kalus Rosh. And we'll take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Aleph. This is just a Chazor. I think we've seen this.
Chazor is great. Great.
Yeah.
No problem.
Batei Knesios. Oh, he adds here Batei Midrashos Ein Nogim Bahem Kalus Rosh. So that's what we have over here. And the Mishnah Brura adds, "Ki hem nikroim mikdash maat, ki dichsiv va'ehi lahem lemikdash maat, ube mikdash ksiv es mikdashai es mikdashi tiro, shehem oro ala shel shochem ba olav, kosav asmak shebavon kalus rosh beis hakneses nefachim lebeis avodas kelilim chas v'shalom." Okay, so the Bryce says, "Ain ochlim bahem, vi ain shosim bahem." So he writes here in the footnote in the Masifta, "Afal pisha matzino v'kam mekomo shahayu ochlim bebeis hakneses, re'ei psachim kuf aleph, ain akavon asham shahayu ochlim bebeis hakneses atzmo, el bebayis hasamuch lebeis hakneses." Ure'e beis ha'bir ha'locha dibra masel v'ein ochle. So let's see if that's doable. If it's too long, we'll just drop it for the time being. He says, "Ein ogemem kalos rosh kagon schok v'hitul v'sicha b'tei v'ein ochlem v'shosim bahem." So he writes, "Also lishtos mayim bebeis haknesu beis hamedrash l'mishenu talmud chacham v'aminog ato sheshosim ha'am mayim bebeis haknesus birkei Yosef." That's the chidah. "V'yefshe shesomchin ha'olam ala sovrim debatek nesir shebechutz l'aretz al tnayim asuyim u'moil af b'yishuvam," even when it's still designated as a beis haknesu. "Ulefize Beretz Yisrael ein tam lahatir v'nirish misha lomed bebeis hamedrash afilu shelo bekvius yesh lahachil bazeh." And I assume he means even in Eretz Yisrael, "kishitzame lishtos yesh lomar dehavi bazeh tzorch mitzvah kidei shelo yisbatel milimudo." So again, it's all for the sake of Talmud Torah. "Ukidisif dalet," he tells you, look in sif dalet. "V'yetzem adin da achila lo nizkar b'shulchan aruch im dafka keva o afilu arai asur." So it's unclear whether ein ochlin is even applies to achilas arai. The linyan, excuse me, sheina bebeis hakneses nizkar da afilu arai asur upolo nizkar shmamino lechore dafka keva o dilma da afilu arai lo odif al kopanim mishasiya, which is always, I guess, considered a roi, the komakom tzarchi. So let's just summarize. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a few points here. Number one, he would distinguish between a beis hakneses in Eretz Yisrael and one in Chutz Laretz. And he suggests that even though the minig is to be mekil in Chutz Laretz, that's because of the tanai, but in Eretz Yisrael we shouldn't be mekil. But he says that if you're talking about someone who's learning, and it would disturb his learning if he can't take a little drink or maybe even eat something, then he could be mekil, and that's called Litzarch Mitzvah. And the third point he makes is that he's not sure where this din of achila here is even Arai, because later on the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about Shena, and he's going to emphasize that it's even a Shena Sarai. In the case of Achila, he doesn't qualify. Maybe he means, in the case of Achila, it's only Achila's Keva is also, but he says Tzarch Iyud. He doesn't come to any definite conclusion. Right, now we're going to turn to Chof Ches Omid Beis. V'eini osim bohem, v'ein metailim bohem, v'ein nichnosim ha-mechamim, me'achamol ha-gshomim, me'akshomim, v'ein maspidim bohem, hespeit shal yochid. I'm going to soon see that a hespeit shal rabim is mutter. And then he says, amol korin bohem, v'shonim bohem. What's the chiddush here that korin bohem? Hainu v'beis ha-knesses, v'shonim v'beis ha-medrash. The ayin be yalkut habiurim ha'im mutal shanos bebeis haknesses. I mean, what? It's amazing, Hamamina, to say that also shanos bebeis haknesses. I guess because it's designated for tefillah. Let me just see if I can find this. Ron Chof Ches Amid Beis, correct? So he says the following. I will call him Bishonim Behem. There's Pshita, my Kamashma. He says, Salkadait Kabina Shahalocha Kidivre Rabbi Yochanan Liel. Oh, this is fascinating. Shekdushas Beis HaKnesses Gedola, Mikdushas Beis HaMedrash, Vein Osin, Mi Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash.
That's difficult.
Very difficult. But he's saying that since the Kedusha is greater and it's a yichud, you designate it for tefillah, therefore the mice of Torah is considered on a lower level than tefillah, and therefore you don't engage in Torah study in a Beis HaKnesses. Kamashman Shem Mutter. Oh, now he says, Vatam Shem Mutter. Oh, Mishum she soveres habraisa ki Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi she kedushas beis hamedrash adifa. But eino chinam according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would not be allowed to learn in a beis hakneses, which is a pella to me because so many parts of tefillah are Talmud Torah. But he's saying you read it p'toras tefillah, not p'toras Torah. Oh, he says efshalom she gam lemaskona gam lefi Rabbi Yochanan shein osim beis hakneses beis hamedrash hainu dafka she oker legamre. Kiddushas Beis HaKnesses Aval Lilmod Beis HaKnesses Kevin She'eno Oker Kiddushas Beis HaKnesses Elgam Lomid Bom Mutter. That makes sense. Vegam Lashanos Legamre Mi Beis HaKnesses Le Beis HaMedrash. That's the only case where Rabbi Yochanan prohibits it. But something which is not Oker the Kiddusha, like for example learning Torah, that's Mutter.
Can't find the key.
The key's not there.
You knew about it?
No.
No, you're also shocked.
No, we put the key away on for Thursday. Like next time Shabbat, they forgot someone put it in his pocket.
Ah, I thought it had something to do with Chavis. Because there's a big sign out there, Osalachnis Chavis. I thought maybe they were suspicious that we were going to bring in Chavis. That's that was my only
Eric
Chavis. So Eric knows about it already, but I hope we'll find those. You're holding sphere early?
I'm waking up and not having time to shave.
Shave, okay, good.
So I just a little underneath and move on.
I highly recommend that you shave before Yontif, because otherwise you might have a problem with sphere. Okay.
Why would I have a problem with sphere?
Not for those who hold the first sphere, so you don't shave during sphere. So
I would be a little bit...
Okay.
And Rabbi Boomer will tell you, it doesn't come out well. It never has. I'm 52 now. It didn't come out when I was 17, 18. It's not going to come out anyways.
So let's take a look now at Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda on the top of Chof Ches Amud Beis, Amosai. Oh, so he says the following. This Amosai is sort of hanging in nowhere. The Gemara is going to try to explain that there's a piece missing over here. But anyway, the Amosai, I'm just going to give you the punchline here. The Amosai means when are you allowed to remove the grass that grows? That's Beishuvah, when the Beis Knesses is still active and it's being used for for tefillah. Well, bechurbanam, but after the Beis HaKnesses is desolate, meinichem osam, you shouldn't cut the grass. The olam b'hem asovim, and the grass is going to just keep growing. V'lo yitlosh, and you shouldn't even pluck it out. Mipnei agmas nefesh. And this is what we discussed, the last thing we discussed, I think, on Erev Shabbos, on Thursday, was that we want people to be upset when they see this terrible situation where no one's taking care of the Mokom Beis HaKnesses, and therefore they're going to try whatever they can do to rebuild the Beis HaKnesses. That's called Agmas Nefesh. So now the Gemara clarifies what we just said. Asovi Maidakashmaya. I mean, where Amosai, he starts with Amosai, but who mentioned anything about Asovi? There's a piece missing. We clean the Beis HaKnesses, which means that we clear off the dust. You know, they used to pour water on the ground and get rid of the dust. So that there shouldn't be grass growing. But Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when are we going to do this? That's only be Yeshuva. We should allow the grass to grow. We should not cut down, not mow the lawn. Let's just see if there's anything here in the Shulchan Aruch. Do we have any point here to the Shulchan Aruch? So far I don't see anything. Alright. Maybe we'll see it as we go through it. Okay, Omer of Asi. This is, I think, the last thing we covered on Thursday. Batik Nesiyah Shem Bavel Al Tnai He Masuyim. Bavel refers here to Chutz Laretz, and when they build it, they realize that eventually we're going to have to pack out and resettle in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a temporary kind of kedusha, and there's a built-in Tnai. Afal Piche. Don't think therefore that you can do anything you want in the Beis Knesses in Bavel in Chutz Laretz, but rather, Ein Nogimem Kolus Rosh. Even in the case of a Beis Knesses Bavel, which is built on a Tanai, Ein Nogimem Kolus Rosh. Now here we have to make an important point. That Tosus, Divra Maskel Afal Pichen, says the following. Afal Pichen Ein Nogimem Kolus Rosh, Pirush Bibinyana. That's as long as it is alive and active. Shari bechurbana, shari becholhani. After it's desolate, then, because you made a tanai, and in Chutz Laretz we're assuming there's a tanai, therefore you're allowed to do everything in the makom ha-beis knesses. You follow? In other words, as long as we have what I call kedushas mechitzos, means it's an active shul, then even in Chutz Laretz, despite the Tanai, we have to be Noig Bem Kedusha. But after it's destroyed and we're left with just Makom, just the location itself, then there's no Kedusha because it was built Al Tanai. Vitzuch Lashmeinon, what's the Chiddush here that he wants to tell me? Mishum Tesalka Daitka Mina Didafka Achilu Shasiya Davi Kalis Rosh Bi Yoser Hudi Yoser Amal Cheshbonos Delo Avi Kalis Rosh Kol Kach. Maybe we could be Mekil in Chutz Laretz in a Beis Knesses that's active and allow the actuaries or the accountants to do what they have to do and make their calculations. That's not as bad as Achil and Shasiya. Is Salkadat Kamina de Sharia Kamashmo Lo, that it's Asur. So when it says here in the Shulchan Aruch that Ein Nogim Hem Kalis Rosh and Ein Mechashmin, it says here, Ein Mechashmin Bohem Cheshbonos. So that's referring even to a Beis Knesses in Chutz Laretz. Fine. That's what we have so far. Omer of Asi Beis Knesses Shem Mechashmin Bo Cheshbonos Molinim Bo Asam Mes. He's going to tell you now what the punishment is for people, for a community. Again, I don't know how many members of the community he's referring to, but anyway, they were very careless about the Beis HaKnesses. To remind you of the old days.
I didn't hear back from him. So
yeah, the good old days. Okay. So Molina Salkadaitach. Just move this away if it's in your way. Mechilo Sagi Delav Hochi. Elo Shalabesof Yolinu Bo Beis Mitzvah. So this is a terrible klola that eventually they're going to be people are going to be dying in the community. The Gemara is trying to really give you a scare about mistreating the Beis HaKnesses and being short when it comes to Mora Beis HaKnesses. Now, is there an exception to the rule? Omar Rav Chachamim v'talmideihem mutarim. We're going back to the Isra Achil and Shasir that we formulated before. We don't eat and sleep and drink in a Beis HaKnesses. However, the exception is going to be Chachamim v'talmideihem. Dom Rabbi Shuben Levi. Oh, so now we're referring, apparently, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, to a Beis HaMedrash, not to a Beis HaKnesses. Bei Rabbanan. Why is it that we call my Bei Rabbanon? Why is it that the phrase that we use to call the Beis HaMedrash is a Bei Rabbanon? And the answer is Beisa de Rabbanon. It's like their home. And therefore, whatever they need to do for the sake of expanding their Torah study, that they're allowed to do. Now, he quotes here in the Masifta three opinions. The Ran, in the name of the Ramban, says that even the Heter in a Beis HaMedrash is only b'shas adchak when it's absolutely necessary. Then we have another shita that says, well, in Beis HaKnesses, we can only allow it if it's absolutely necessary, but in Beis HaMedrash, it's even l'chatchil, you're allowed to eat and drink in a Beis HaMedrash, if you fit this category of Talmidim and Talmidei Chachamim. Then he mentions the Rambam shita, and he says that Chachomim v'talmideim mutarim lechol v'lishtos midochak, meaning that even in the case of a Beis HaMedrash, apparently, and even for the sake of Chachomim v'talmideim, we're only allowed when it's absolutely necessary. But the Ram is not machalik at all between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And finally, we have the Shita Satur, who says that even with regard to Batei Knesios, Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat and drink, and it's not even b'shas adchak, and that's against the Ran and the Rambam. So the Ran and the Rambam would both agree that any heter that you have is b'shas adchak, just that the Ran says that we could be mekil even l'chatchila as far as Talmidei Chachamim in the Beis HaMedrash, but in the Beis HaKnesses, both the Ran and the Rambam agree that it's only Shas HaTchak. The Rambam is more machmir than the Ran, and he says that even as far as the Talmud Chacham in a Beis HaMedrash, it's only permissible to eat and drink for Shas HaTchak. And then we have the Shita, the Tur, he's the most lenient, and he says both in the cases of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, if you're a Chacham or you're a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to eat and drink even... No, I'm sorry, just one second... Even without a shas adchak, let me just make sure I didn't mislead you. He says, "Uvatur sosam the afligavi beis hakneses talmid chacham mutarim lechav v'lishtos mehem v'lo hosif shudafka b'shas adchak." So he's the most lead.
When we say Ranan and Talmideim, is this defined by who they are or by what they're doing? In other words, if they're
right, are they?
Spending,
are they,
if they're sitting around and chatting with their friends, and you know, they're taking a.
So that's why I think the word dochak is answering your question, meaning the following: that both the Ran and the Rambam limit this heter to a dochak situation. And I think what he means by a dochak is when it's absolutely necessary, not because they happen to be there and they wear a badge that says, you know, Phi Beta Kappa Amma Talmud Chacham. That's not enough. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah adds anything to the word dochak here. Oh, midochak. He says, what's bidochak? He says, first of all, he says, im yitztarech lelech lechol v'lishtos bebeso bevada yisbatel milimudo. Okay, fine. Now, is the Shulchan Aruch allowing this bidochak even in a synagogue? I think so. That's the impression I'm getting. And then it's the Shita Saran. The reason why I say we're talking about a Beis HaKnesses is because the opening line in the Simon is Batei Knesses uBatei Midrashos Ein Nogim Hem Kalus Rosh, etc. But then he writes, he says V'talmidei Chachom V'talmidei Mutarim Lechom V'lishtos Sham Midochak. So this, I think, is again what we saw in the name of the Ran. And the Ran in turn is quoting the Ramban, that the heter b'shas adchak, and the Rambam also says Bate Knesius, Bate Midrash, Chacham, Tamidim, Mutarim, Lechem, Lishvosem, Midoka. So we have that shita here, which is on the one in Mekil, that we're going to allow eating and drinking in a Beis HaKnesses. Even in a Beis HaKnesses, that's the kula, that's the good news, so to speak. The bad news is that even in a Beis HaMedrash, we're only going to allow it B'dochak. And he says B'dochak means that if he has to go home, he'll be Mavatel Milimudo. Okay, here I think everybody would agree you're allowed to eat. But maybe we shouldn't leave chametz here. And then he quote. Then the Rambam says, "V'yesh omrim de'beis hamedrash afilu shalom midochak shari." Ah, this was the distinction that we made between a beis hakness and a beis hamedrash. In a beis hakness, will according to those who allow you to eat and drink, if you're a talmud chacham, and it will be mavat. That's only midochak because you're going to have to go home and eat. But if you're in a beis hamedrash, then afilu shalom ishasa dochak, you're allowed. Now, why is that so? Let's just see if the Mishnah Berurah adds anything. He just tells you that the levush and the bach accept the ramah ledina. V'chein nira she'ein lahachmir la'anoshim shalom nimshom b'kviyas kol. Ah, so even the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit hesitant to give you a carte blanche heter. He only wants to allow for people who learn there. The kvius, like they're there the whole day kind of thing. So if you're only there for an hour, he's not so excited about being mater. Again, if it's bedochak, then we saw already in the mechaber that he's making, but the kula of the Ramah allowing Talmidei Chacham to eat and drink in a base medrash, that's only he says if you're learning there on a regular basis, full time learning. Okay, Rabbo, so there's a lot of dinim here that we'd have to go through more pe'im.
Before I forget, we only have coffee upstairs, correct?
Correct.
And it's one container, is it kosher Pesach?
It is kosher Pesach. All right,
good, then we don't have to worry. Yeah. They were asking me just to make sure that we didn't have
to. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Ein nichnasim ben b'chamav ne'achamav b'kshamim ne'akshamim ki hod ravina ravado bar masna." The Gemara tells us a story about two scholars, Vavi Kaime Vishaili Sheilta Mirava. They were standing and asking a question to Rava, and Asa Zilcha Dimitra. All of a sudden, the rains started coming down, pouring down from the heavens. The Aili Lebekinishta, and they went into the Beis HaKnesses. Amri, and they made the following declaration: Hi, the Ailinon Lebekinishta. The reason why we're entering to the Beis HaKnesses, don't think it's lab mishum mitzvah. It's not because we want to protect ourselves from the rain, because it was just protection from the rain. We would not allow ourselves the leniency of going into the Beis HaKnesses. Ela mishum deshmaita boitzi lusa ki yoma deistana. That if you want to study a sugya, then what you need is tzilusa. Tzilusa means Das Tzlula, a very clear, lucid mind, the capacity to think absolutely clearly without interference. And he says the following, that the reason why we're entering into the Beis HaKnesses is so that we can continue our learning without being interrupted and without upsetting our learning because of the rains that are coming down. But again, if we weren't learning, and it wasn't a problem of interfering with our learning, then we would not enter the Beis HaKnesses in order to protect ourselves from the matar. The impression I get here, and tell me if you get the same impression, from the word Amri, you see that word Amri? It sounds to me that they're making a public statement. Who are they talking to? Do you follow my question? It's Ravina Ravada, they're in the middle of a sugya, and they go into the Beis HaKnesses, the Amri, you know, it sounds to me like they're making a proclamation. It's almost like Marisayin or Chashod, and they don't want people to suspect them. Yes, no? Do you like that? What's the Amri here? Yeah. You know, there's a famous story about an Aguda convention that took place in America in a hotel. And one of the guests of honor there was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Now, what they did was, because it was a nice hotel, they had this tea room that was open early in the morning on Shabbos morning. You know, it had cakes and danishes and everything else. So Rav Moshe went in there to get himself a tea and a danish, and then he asked his Heusbach, his second in command, to clap, bang on the table and make an announcement that he already davened. That people shouldn't think that he ate before davening. So don't think I went into the Beis HaKnesses because of the rain. I went in because I couldn't learn. I couldn't learn properly. Okay, I have here a footnote. He says that afal pishem talmidei chachamim lo itiru likonis ne'amata. In other words, we said that we allowed for talmidei chachamim a certain leniency to eat and drink in a Beis HaKnesses. But to go in there because of the rains, that's already a more profound violation of the Kedushas covered Beis HaMedrash, and we only did it because of the disturbance that would cause in our learning. Amalei Rav Acha Berei de Rava L'Rav Ashi Yitzrich Leila Inish L'Mikri Gavra Mibay Knishta. What do you do if you have to get a message to someone who's inside the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you only want to go in there for this purpose? You have no interest in davening at this point. Does that have the same status as going in there for the sake of protection? Amalei, he says, Yitzurvim Rabbananhu, and now he goes through a whole list of possibilities. The common denominator to all these possibilities is that it's awesome. You're not allowed to go in there to call your friend. But what you could do is a trick, so to speak, a harama. In other words, you can go in for the purpose of a mitzvah, and then once you're inside, then you can call your friend. Again, we mentioned back in the day that, B'meh Arachta Yomim Sugya, I don't remember who it was, but even though he had a heter to go into the shul, nevertheless, he wouldn't rely on that heter. He wouldn't go through, using it as a shortcut. You remember that? Anyway, so here are the possibilities. Itzurmi Rabbanon, if the fellow is a Talmud Chacham, and he has no other way of calling out his friend, then what he's allowed to do is the following. Lema Hilchasa. He should learn and teach a halacha. Okay, let's just see. He tells you here in the footnote to look in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see if we can find this here. He says, halacha o Mishnah. Okay, fine. So he's expanding into a Mishnah. So it's halacha or Mishnah. Now there's another important footnote here. He says, yesh sovrim sheheter zeh nemer dafka biofen she'en lo eitz acheres. So there's no way he can get access to his friend. He could go to his own house. Wow. So again, I'm not paskening halacha here, but this is a big chumrah. It's pouring rain. Go home. Don't even go in there and start teaching halacha. Again, he's only teaching because he wants to go in the Lidvar Mitzvah, but that's going to be a heter only in the case where he has to call out his friend and there's no other option. His friend is there. Again, why can't wait till afterwards? I don't know. Maybe his friend is a physician. He needs his, he needs him to make a house call if he can find some. Anyway, but in the case of Mifnei Achama, that's going to be more chomer, because then you're really using the shul. It's not just that you're entering the shul for a purpose, but you're using it for your own benefit. So that's more chomer. And since you can avail yourself of your own home, now what would be if he has no home? That then I would say that maybe he could go in there and teach Allah. I don't know. Again, I'm not paskening, but I'm just saying that the yesh la'ayin was itano. Who? What if he doesn't know how to teach halachas? And he only knows how to teach a Mishnah. So the ideal situation would be that he teach halacha, and then he goes and he calls his friend out. By the way, he shouldn't call his friend out first, because then when he teaches the halacha, people think, oh, he only went in there because he had to call on his friend. But if he doesn't know how to teach halacha, then he can teach a Mishnah. Lema Masnisa, he should teach a Mishnah. Again, I don't know who he's teaching. Does he have to grab somebody, or he can open up a sefer and read Kahati? I don't know. The Kara
translates it as recite. Not
yeah, it's not teaching; it's reciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But because he's being medayik for the word lema. Lema means to recite. Okay. Ikarahu, if he's only a person who's capable of reading psukim, lema psuka, he should read a pasuk. Ve'ilo, I mean, my minig was, I don't, does anybody have this minig that you read Matovu Lecha Yaakov? Did you ever hear that? Maybe it's in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know, but that's the way I was brought up as a child. That if you have to go into a shul,
at
least sit down and read Matovu Lecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osech Yisrael. Makes sense.
Ashrei Yisrael.
Okay, then you have to sit down.
You have to sit down.
Okay. Well, Matovu Lecha Yaakov, maybe you can say standing.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Ve'ilo, what about a person who can't read a pasuk? You know, it's amazing. I suppose he's davening with the transliteration. I don't know. He can't even read a pasuk. I mean, the davening is so full of psukim.
Back then, well, remember, back
they didn't have a text.
A lot of people were people, you know, Amharis didn't know, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, what was he doing in the shul, this Amharis? That's what
Well, he was going to call someone.
I mean, he never went into the shul except to call someone. He's such a frum guy that he won't go into the shul to call somebody unless he reads a pasuk.
But also, davening then was led by one person.
Ah, that's a good point. Oh, I like that. It's good. That's the answer. That's the true answer. Excellent. So he basically would go in and he would sit in the back and wherever he sat and just listen. That's it. Excellent. That's the answer. So what should he do? Lemalei li nuka. He should go over to a child. Emo li psukayeh. Tell me your pasuk. What are you learning in cheder? Inami. Another possibility is nishei purta v'neku. Now that's a little interesting. Nishe purta v'nekum. Oshi yishe ma'at v'beis ha'knesem v'yakach yeitze. So listen to the footnote here. He says, Gam etzem ha'yeshiva v'ha'shehiyah v'beis ha'knesem yesh ba v'yishu mitzvah. Oh, he quotes your pasuk. Asher yoshe v'yisecha. So I was wondering, is there anything here in Shulchan Aruch here about this? Let's see. Tell me if you see any tzion to the Shulchan Aruch here.
It says, Or Chaim.
Kufnun Aleph, it should be
known. Kufnun Aleph Aleph.
Aleph, he says? Okay, let's see. Oh, he says, V'lo nichnosim b'ahem b'chamim ne'achamim k'shomim ne'akshomim. Fine. Ein machashvim b'ahem cheshbonos. Okay, fine. Now, where is our business? Oh, here it is. Im tzarech li kanes behem litzarko kegon likro li adam yikanes v'yikra ma'at. What's v'yikra ma'at? Sounds like he's jumping over to the psukim here. I don't know. We'll go on. Let's go on and see what he says here. Yikra ma'at o yomar dvar shmua. It's interesting. He switches the order around. I don't know why. I would have started with Dvar Shmua and then V'yikra Ma'at if he doesn't know.
What's Dvar Shmua?
Shmua means halacha. Yeah, halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'achkach yikra'ena. Kidei shlo yei nireh ki'ilu nichnas litzarko. V'im eni yodeh lo likros v'lo l'shanos. Is yomo li echad me'atinokos kro li posuk shatakore bo. O yishe ma'at v'achakach yeitze she'a yeshiva yesh ba mitzvah she'nemar ashve yoshve be'secha. Now how long does he have to be inside there? V'shira yeshiva, let's just see. She'yishe shir hiluch shnei psom d'ayna shmona tfachim. Wow, that's not much. That's like, you know, if you're a good jumper. I don't know. So this is a real kula. Basically, yishe ma'at. Okay? That's what we have here. We don't mind kulas, do we? Okay. Maspidim behem hespet shel rabim. So what kind of hespet do you allow to take place inside a shul? Only for the rabim. Hey chidami, what's the case of a hespet of the rabim? Machve means he pointed. Rav Chizda. Kigon Hespeda de Koibe Rav Sheshes. So apparently Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes were both standing there. And Rav Chizda wanted to give a certain cover to Rav Sheshes. He says, you know what's a Hespeda of Rabim? You know what's going to, what's going to draw the masses? If Rav Sheshes is. Now, what does it mean? De Koibe Rav Sheshes. That Rav Sheshes is there. So Rashi says that it doesn't mean that Rav Sheshis is present, but rather that one of the members of the family member of Rav Sheshis died. And therefore, since Rav Sheshis will be there, I guess, you know, it's one of his relatives, so the rabbim will come there and they will gravitate to the Beis HaKnesses. So it sounds like I don't know if we're counting numbers here, and if so, what is the exact number we're counting, or is it the fact that there's a reason why the numbers are coming, and that's because of the covid of Rav Sheshis. Now he's not happy here in the bottom, because it doesn't seem like the exactly nice thing to do for Rav Chisda to point to Rav Sheshis and say that one of Rav Sheshis' members of his family died. You know. So he writes here a different pshat. He says the kavanasa, what Rav Chisda has in mind is stam hespeid shalomi echem ibnei beis Rav Sheshis el Rav Sheshis yenochach bi oso hespeid. Now Rav Sheshis would be there. Now how do the public know? You know, they have a foghorn that, and they announce publicly on Facebook, you know, that Rav Sheshis is coming to his funeral. I don't know. He says, but the fact that because Rav Sheshis is there, he's present, Ravim Yavo Shom Lechvodo. Okay, that's the mitzvah he's describing here, that people are coming en masse because Rav Sheshis is there. You hear about someone who's going to the Hesped. I think what it means here, I don't know if they're going to be there because of the covet of Rav Sheshis, that's what he says. I would have said they're going to be there for the covet of the mess, the fact that Rav Sheshis took out of his time to show up in the shul for this hesped, that itself indicates that it's a very important hesped. But again, what he's saying is they came there lechvodo shel Rav Sheshis. Now, one good turn deserves another. So Rav Sheshis now turns to Rav Chisda and he says, "Kagones pay to the koybe Rav Chisda." That if Rav Chisda is going to show up at the levaya, at the hesped, then the masses of people are going to show up. So let's see if we can find anything about hesped here. John, you want to do me that favor? See if you can find hesped here. I don't know.
All right. By the way, cites Rashi as saying that a member of one of their household.
Right. So he doesn't like it here because he says it's a little bit not pleasant. You know, it's not exactly appropriate to say that. You know, Rav Sheshis, if one of your, you know, your family members is going to die, you know,
like each other.
Yeah. So that's why he says that it means that somebody else will die, but Rav Sheshis is going to show up at the SP. Raphram Aspida, this sounds very tragic. Raphram gave a hesped lekalose for his own daughter-in-law. Wow. The Beit Knishta, it was inside the Beis HaKnesses, the Omar. And he sort of declared, I guess, Mishum Yakara Didi Udemesa Asu Kuli Alma. Why am I doing this in a Beis HaKnesses? Why do I allow this? Because as a result of the Yakara is the kavod, right? The kavod of both myself and the Nifteris, the woman who passed away, my daughter-in-law, is everybody's going to come. There'll be masses of people that are going to come to the hesped.
Who's Raphram? I've never seen.
Never heard of Raphram? He's hanging around. Yeah. I just want to see what he says here on the bottom. Okay, he says that what Raphram meant to say was that people will come. You know, masses of people will come to join the hesped for one of two reasons, either because of my covenant or because of the covenant of the Nefteris. You know, when you think about it, there probably were people who came for her and there were people who came for him. You know, there's A plus B. Rabbi Zera, the Gemara tells the story, Safte Lahumi Rabbanim Veiknishta. So he delivered a eulogy in the Beis Knesses for some member of the Torah community. And again, he defined this as a hesped shel rabbim. Imishum yukar didi, either people are coming because of my honor, imishum yukar didi demisa, for the departed, they'll come in his honor. Osu kuli alma, people are going to come on mass. Now the Gemara is going to tell us about Reish Lakish and what his minog was. And the Gemara is going to contrast that to the minug of Rav Nachman. Now what's important for us to know is that Reish Lakish was in Eretz Yisrael and Rav Nachman was in Chutzlart. eulogies. And both of them delivered eulogies. So in the case of Reish Lakish, it's a big chiddush that he delivered a eulogy, because in a similar case, Rav Nachman refused to deliver a eulogy. Let's go through the cases. Reish Lakish, Safte Lahutzor Mirabonon, he gave a hesped for that scholar, that Talmud Chacham, the Shchiach B'Arad Yisrael, because he very often came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and apparently he would bring a shmua, he would bring Torah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, right? The main center of Torah learning at that time was in Babel. So the Israelis were very happy when the Babylonians would come and bring Torah. Davitani Hilchasa, he would teach Mishnayos bi Esrim ve'arba Shura. And he drew such a large crowd when he came to Eretz Yisrael that there were 24 rows of Talmidim who came to hear his shir. Now it doesn't tell you how many people sat in each row, so that I'm not sure about.
The Marsha, this cites the Marsha saying that he actually sat in the 24th row, so he wasn't even a very good scholar. He came and he sat in the 24th row and learned.
Ah, he wasn't teaching?
That's
Oh, one second. So maybe I made a boo-boo here. Let me read Tony means he taught. But the Marsha is saying he sat in the back row. So he was just listening.
Yeah.
I wonder what motivated the Marsha to say that. Let me just see if he says the following. What number was this? Just 1 second. Chof Ches. Arashba Piri Shekavona. Makavona Al Ahespe Chespido. Oh, I see. So here's a third shot then. The Rashba says that there were 24 rows of students who came to hear the Hesped on behalf of this deceased rabbi, that Reish Lakish delivered the Hesped. Okay. The Omar Reish Lakish in his Hesped said, Vai means woe. You know how he was lamenting the loss. Chasera Arad Yisrael Gavar Rabba. We're missing in Eretz Yisrael such an important person. There was a gadol here in Israel, I don't know if you heard of him, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. He's Rav Shimon Ponovich. He's an absolutely fantastic lamdin. So he went to Boston, Nebuch, from Eretz Yisrael for treatment. He had a very serious disease. And while he was in Boston, Rav Soloveitchik came to visit him, and they became quite good friends. They would talk and learning for hours. And they say that when Reb Shmuel came back to Eretz Yisrael, he says, Vailanu, that we don't have anyone in Eretz Yisrael on that level that we could talk to and learn. Rabbi Zera Safte Lahu Rabbanon. Okay, that we did. Oh, Hahuda Havi Tani Hilchasa Sifra Vesifri Vitosefta. Right, there was someone who was so learned that he knew the Sifra, the Sifri, knew the Tosefta. That's about like all that was around in those days. They didn't have the Sfarim that we have. Veshachem, and he died. Asu v'amri lei l'Rav Nachman lispidei mar. So that they came to Rav Nachman in Bavel, and they asked that he be the eulogizer. Amar hechi nispidei. What am I going to say about this person? Hey, he was very rough here, very tough. He says, "Hey, tsana demoli sifrei dechaser." How can I give a hesped for someone who's like a basket full of books, but he doesn't understand what's in the books? So it reminds me of that famous phrase, Chamor Nosei Sfarim. He's carrying the books, but he doesn't know what's inside of them. In other words, even though he's well learned, he really doesn't understand. And the reason he doesn't understand, and this is what you'll see in Rashi. Rashi says that he was missing what's called Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Now, some people like to learn on their own, but what they're missing is a very important element in the transmission of Torah. That Torah be transmitted from a Rebbe to a Talmud. And this fellow, with all due respect to his great learning, but he was not a Talmud. He was not a student of any Rebbe. And therefore, I can guarantee he didn't understand his learning. And in the footnote here, he says, "Pa'amim shedivrei mishnah sosrim zetzeh." You know, he's learning a lot of knowledge here, but there are many contradictions, many glitches, and you have to iron them out. You have to add or lishanosim, or sometimes you have to change the text, or you have to find some way of reconciling the two contradictory texts. And he says that since this person loshonu lifnei achachamim, he didn't learn with chachamim, any yodel lilmod, he really doesn't have a methodology. That's what Rav Salvechik used to say about his father, that he felt his father, Rav Moshe, was his Rebbe Mufam. He said, how many blot did I learn with my father? Maybe 500 blot, he said. But on my own, I learned much more. But he says, no, my father gave me the methodology. He taught me how to learn. And that's the most important thing. That's what you call Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Tochazi, take a look at the two situations here. Reish Lakish was so careful about the covet of this Talmud Chacham, and that he came to visit Eretz Yisrael, that when at his hesped he allowed them to eulogize the mess in the Beis HaKnesses. But Rav Nachman in Chutz Laaretz, he wasn't even willing to show up at the hesped. So Tochazi, the Gemara makes an agadic comment over here, like an observation. Ma beit kifei di arad Yisrael. Reish Lakish was famous for his tkifut. He was a very strong personality, an iron personality. And yet, nevertheless, he was so mitztayer, he was so mushy, you know, so emotional and distraught by the loss of this Talmud Chacham, that he cried at the Levaya, at the Hesped, and maybe he himself delivered the Hesped, and there were 24 rows, and all this took place in the Beis HaKnesses. But Chassidei Bavel, you know, you talk about Rav Nachman, who's known to be a Chassid. A Chassid is someone who's more flexible, especially in Beinonim L'Chavero. But nevertheless, when it came to be Maspid someone, and he wanted to make a point that this person was not Neshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, even though this person was so knowledgeable, he was an expert in Hilchasa, in Sifri, Sifra, Tosefta, he got very tough, you know, with an iron fist, and he says, find yourself another maspid. I'm not gonna be able to give this person the right hesped. Okay, now I just want to tell you a quick story. You like stories?
Yeah.
Okay, so you probably know this story, but if you don't know the story, you found it?
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
great.
Right, yeah.
So if you don't know the story, it's kedai to hear the story. This I heard from my friend Rabbi Shurin, whose grandfather was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said that Rav Yaakov was a rabbi in his youth in a little town called Tzitiv Yan. And he was a young man, Rav Yaakov, and the major person in the community, who was the biggest contributor, and he kept up the community. He came to ask Rav Yaakov the following question. He said that I'm wondering whether I should fast on Yom Kippur because I'm not well. So Rav Yaakov said, let's hear what the physician has to say. So they got back the word from the doctor that he can't fast. So Rav Yaakov paskened him that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. To make a long story short, he fasted on Yom Kippur against the psak of Rav Yaakov, and he died. Rav Yaakov refused to show up at his funeral. And it could be that was one of the reasons Rav Yaakov eventually had to leave Tzitiv Yan, because they couldn't tolerate that. Okay, let's take a look at how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Okay, and then we'll call it a day. Where is this?
And I just heard from Arya. He has the key. He thought we had made a copy, so I'm going to make a copy, I guess, as soon as I...
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great for...
right here.
Okay. He says the following.
Ain't
maspidu b'hem, elim kein yeh hesped li echad migdolei ha'ir. Shekol b'nei ha'ir miskabtzim u'boim laspido. So far the Mechaber hasn't yet presented what we saw in the Gemara, that if a certain great scholar will show up at the Hesped, and that's going to bring the masses, right, the people gravitate to L'Kvod HaChacham, that's enough to allow the Hesped in the synagogue. The only exception that I see here in the Mechaber, we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, is that the person who passed on was the Gedolei Ha'ir. He was one of the Gedolei Ha'ir. And as a result of the fact that he's one of the Gedolei Ha'ir, Miskabtzim, B'nei Ha'ir, Kol B'nei Ha'ir, Miskabtzim, U'boim Laspido. So let's just see if the Mishnah Berurah adds anything.
So the whole...
No, the emphasis is not on how many people show up, but who died.
Brought
the mass.
But the whole thing with if Rav Chisda was there or.
I don't see it. I don't know why he omits it unless it comes up later, you know. Okay. But now I don't see it. So let's just see if the Mishnah Berurah points anything out here that might help us. He says, Oshemes Krovo Shel Gadol. So I think he's sensitive to our question, meaning it wasn't that the Gadol himself necessarily died, and that brings the masses, but even if the Karov of the Gadol died, Umachma Ze Boim Rabim Lehesped. The Kolshkeng Shahesped Hu Ala Tamad Chacham Atzma. So he means to say that the main thing here, the emphasis, the shift of the emphasis here, is how many people will show up. You know, you can talk about this even on a logistical level, that maybe if many people want to show up for the Hesped, where are you going to find an area that holds so many people? You know, you're not going to go to the Coliseum, you know what I mean? He says the following, Ha'ari, oh John, listen to this. He doesn't quote the Rokeach, but he says, Ha'ari ayanizma od, he was very careful, Shalom ledaber v'beis ha'knesses, rak v'tfiloso, v'afilu divrei musar, Lo diber pen yimoshech mimenu divrei chol. Wow, that the Ari was afraid that if he'd start giving musa, people would talk about local politics or something else. That he was very, very careful.
Let's
just make a cheshbon where we're up to, so we'll remember for tomorrow.
That never happens.
Okay, what are we up to? Ki hodere shlod tnan hosam. Correct. That's where we got up to tnan hosam. Okay. And this is another story about Reish Lakish. You know, I guess once the Gemara mentions Reish Lakish in one context,
it
mentions Reish Lakish in another context. Okay then?
Okay.
So I wish everyone a great day. And
Shalom, we'll be learning. You'll be here with Zrat Hashem tomorrow and Thursday.
And
Tuesday.
Tomorrow and Tuesday, yeah. That's about it. After that, we could do it on Skype if you like. But
now we'll clean for this.